Hi, my name is Leah Shoemaker. I live in Parkdale in Toronto, Ontario. Like many other citizens, I've been learning as much as possible about the police sector, and I've been terrified about what I have found. But let me first tell you an experience I had with the police last summer. In the middle of the night, I was walking home and came upon two officers addressing a young man. There was no one else in the street, so I quietly stopped to bear witness several meters away. The police officers told me that I needed to go home. And when I said that I was just watching, one of the officers came up into my face and said, "Well, this guy was attempting to break into this building. If you care so much about him, you can take him." And they released the young man into my custody. They later had to come back and arrest the man because there was a warrant for his arrest. This is all it took for the police in our city to lose their patience and to stop doing their job. It is horrifying to think about all the things that this powerful sector is getting away with. And you, as the police services board, are protecting and supporting that violence. I support, as a citizen, defunding Toronto Police Services by 50%. The Ontario Human Rights Commission shows a timeline of anti-Black racial discrimination increasing within the Toronto Police Services from 1978 to 2017. I am appalled by the recommendations for the board related to current events that was put forth on the agenda of the June 19th meeting. Learning that TPS does not have permanent ethics training and anti-racism already in place shows that the board does not care about this issue and is incapable of making systemic change. The fact that it is taking public outrage for you to even consider these small reforms is disgusting. What do you care about? According to the Toronto Action Plan to Confront Anti-Black Racism, an in-class anti-Black racism training module was created and distributed to 1,609 officers and special constables as of April 30th, 2019. Your training and reform has failed. It is now time for a complete overhaul of community safety measures, and if the Toronto Police Services truly cares about the lives of Black and Indigenous people, you would support this. Speaking as someone who experiences mental illness personally and within my family, it is not the police who should be taking any mental health support calls, ever. This is a complete oversight of public health. Unarmed mental health experts should be responding to these calls. I call on the defunding of the Toronto Police Services budget by 50% with an action plan towards complete abolition of TPS. I call on this budget to be divested into community supports such as housing, mental health supports, addiction services, childcare, and food security. I oppose to body cams and any action that will increase the police budget. By advocating for body cams, you are telling the public that you think recording people will stop police from being racist. How? You haven't put out any information explaining how your sector is so racist. You're not explaining why they are so racist. Why does this keep happening? How does it keep happening? You aren't answering those questions. Police had the lynching video of Ahmaud Arbery for months and did nothing. There was dash cam video evidence of an assault against a First Nations chief. That did not stop the assault. There are loads of videos across Canada of police brutality being uploaded on social media, but citizens are not being listened to. You are not listening. No to body cams. Yes to defunding the police budget by 50%. Yes to taking away guns. And yes to taking away cops out of schools. Thank you.